you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
As unpredictable as he can be, one thing you can depend on Trump is he's going to ramble. He be rambling in his oath, apparently, and in his inauguration speech. He did say, I think, on Truth Social or somewhere earlier in the day that, you know, I'm going to give you all the perspective on what I'm looking forward to in my administration. And as a result, our wonderful DC-based correspondent Pearl Madibe is definitely trapped in the rotunda having to listen to the ramble. And it's not going to be like Kamala Harris said, where people just walk out of the rallies when they get bored after 90 minutes. People are stuck in there with the Secret Service. So I'm sure we will hear more about that on POV when Pimelo Modene joins you between 8 and 10. And she'll be able to give you a bit more of not only what has been said as we speak right now, but perhaps I'm sure she'll be interviewing somebody to give you a perspective on that. She'll tell us that in about 20 minutes' time, what to look forward to. Well, staying in the space of the housing market, oh, and just as a reminder, the voice is different. It's Rufilo Maloto standing in today for Gugu Mfupi, who's away, and always a pleasure to be in your company. Staying in line with the conversation on housing markets, as we just had with Eunice and Renek, we're going to be carrying on speaking a little bit about what's happening with South African estate agents. We speak a great deal about property in this country, and I think we probably speak mostly about the things that we lack, as that discussion showed, more so than the things that we have, because it's very difficult for South Africans to get homes, and it has obviously been a relatively difficult market for all, at all levels of income. And a very interesting finding by Lightstone Business Development, who do a great deal of insights on housing, is that only a third of South African real estate agents met their sales targets in 2024. The rhetoric that we often have is that there's certain provinces that are popping. Gauteng was popping, Western Cape is perennially popping and doing very well. And yet it turns out that didn't really move very well. We're going to find out from Estani Marks, who is a business development executive at Lightstone, exactly why that is. Estani, welcome to Kaya Biz. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
The unfortunate thing about this statistic is that it's not only a relatively low number of estate agents meeting their sales targets, but also that it's a little bit lower than 2023. I think many of us spent a large time in 2024 thinking the market feels better, we feel better, interest rates are coming down. Is this the case of just how long the purchase process takes, or is this a concerning statistic to you?
So I think, you know, if we have to maybe go back just a little bit to understand, you know, why is it that some or most of the estate agents did feel that they were actually said that they did not make their targets in 2024. And I think if you look at 2023, you know, it was sort of a year where interest rates were still a little bit on the high side. And, you know, there was this whole economic uncertainty. And then in South Africa itself, we also had sort of the build-up towards the elections that we had in May last year. So we saw that the number of properties that actually, you know, did sell in 2024 was relatively lower than what we would have expected. And even, we don't have the final numbers yet, but may even be lower than 2023. And that is mainly because, you know, the interest rates were still very high. It only came down at the end of 2024. But then also the whole build up towards the elections, then the results that took quite a bit of time to come out, and then the stability only started. So I think that was greatly because, you know, a property purchase is very sentimental. And that we saw is one of the reasons, or three of the reasons, that properties did not sell as much as we expected to for them to sell in 2024. And then probably why majority of estate agents did not meet their targets, both volume and values, in 2024.
And yet I got a sense, because of all of the very important points that you raised, uncertainty, holding back, hoping for a cut in interest rates, I thought that people who, for example, have now accepted a job overseas or have now accepted a job in a different province were quite willing to cut their prices a little bit more in 2024 than we've seen before.
So I think it's always around supply and demand. So in certain areas, there may have been a little bit of a better demand where your sellers were able to sort of dictate price. But in other areas, it was a buyer's market. So, you know, the buyers could almost dictate what they were willing to pay for a specific property. And yeah, I think owners in that instance were saying, listen, the market may turn because the sentiment is shifting. And, you know, let me hold on a little bit longer to see, you know, can I make a little bit more on my property if the market does move towards that direction? And I think that's what we saw in majority of the areas, especially in where we had a buyer's market. So people holding on a little bit longer just to see what is going to happen with the interest rate, what the rates, what is going to happen with the new government of national unity, and does or will that actually positively affect my property value so that I can get a little bit more when I do sell?
Let's talk, Astani, a little bit about this really in-depth research that Lightstone does into the market players that impact the market, as well as the desires of the market players, particularly looking ahead now. I think, you know, we've got a sense of what maybe impacted us in the past, but looking into the year ahead, there are quite a few interesting dynamics. Younger buyers, apparently, is what some of the estate agents think will impact, whereas, you know, I would have thought wealth is still quite, globally and in South Africa, still quite heavily on the senior buyer's side. And then, of course, the foreign investor is always that marginal investor that has a massive impact.
Yeah, so again, the sentiment of the estate agent market. I think if we look at saying that your younger buyer or younger generation, I don't think it's necessarily individuals in their 20s. You know, so I think if we look at what the average buyer age is, or average age at which individuals actually obtain home loans, we're looking at almost, you know, 37-year-olds. So yes, still very young.
I'm with you.
But I think that is sort of what the market is alluding to. But then on the other side, you know, I think what we also do see is a little bit of a shift in development of property types, where you do have smaller units being constructed in various areas, which I believe would then be at a lower price point in most instances, except maybe for your Western Cape area. And that may very well create the opportunity for the younger generation to then enter the market. You know, foreign buyers, definitely, it's one of the markets that I think we do monitor very closely. It is also specific areas that foreigners tend to buy in. And it was, as well as, you know, what we saw in the market 2023, 2024, we also saw that there was a decrease in foreign investment in 2024. But I think, again, as the market sentiment change, we may actually see a nice uptick in foreign investment into properties again in 2025.
And in fairness, you know, even when the environment looks good for a foreigner for South Africa, to be honest, the global markets haven't done great. So sometimes they don't actually have the firepower to pull the trigger themselves because their markets or their asset markets aren't doing great. I also found it very interesting just looking at some of the drivers, the reasoning. A large driver of moving still being, as with 2023, downscaling property due to a lifestyle change, sometimes to financial difficulty, and relocating to a different province. Are these trends you expect to continue?
Yeah, I think, you know, there'll always be that dynamic that we'll see where people make certain decisions based on a change in their lifestyle. It can be, you know, downsizing because of financial, downsizing because of kids moving out of the houses and those kind of things. But I think what's more interesting, if we look at the statistics that, or sorry, let's call it the survey feedback that we did obtain, is that there seems to be a feeling that more buy-to-rent opportunities was observed in 2024. And I think that's an important aspect because, to me, that speaks very much into individuals or people within South Africa to see the value of real estate and buy as an investor. So yeah, I think that was quite interesting to see. A nice big change in sentiment there. The others, as I've mentioned, you know, your lifestyle changes will always have that. There'll always be people that has to downscale, has to upscale, or up increase size, for various reasons.
When you say lifestyle, so I get you on the lifestyle for the number, but there also is an interesting comparison between 2023 and 24 in that category with buy to rent, where they spoke about lifestyle and amenities, and that became a bigger driver in 2024 in general. Is that lifestyle and amenities as in I would like to know that there's a nearby Woolies, a gated community, a concierge, do you know what I mean? Shared, you know, entertainment area, or is that, and that might also be linked to security though.
Yeah, I would think so, especially if you think or look at the sort of demand that comes in your gated communities, your estates. Where people seem to say, listen, I want to actually be close to certain amenities, certain services, and also, you know, I want a different kind of lifestyle. So your coastal lifestyle, or I want a more of a Lowveld lifestyle. So, you know, I think that kind of things, and that was sort of driven, or specifically driven after the COVID years, is to say, listen, is this what I want, you know, and what else can I have? And we started seeing that kind of shift and movement back in 2020 already to say, all right, what kind of lifestyle do I want to build for myself? And then move towards that kind of changes, whether it be physically moving to a different city, moving to a different town or province, or just within where you're staying, but in a, like I said, in an estate where I have different access to amenities and services.
Sure. Yeah, almost a form of cocooning continued. Even if, when we left the house, I don't want to drive further than 5 minutes to get groceries.
Yes.
I don't want to go all the way to town to have dinner with my friends. It's either got to be, okay, very accessible. You know, we were just talking at the beginning of the show with our global strategist from Standard Bank CIB, Mamoketi Lejanian, about her outlook for the world under Trump, the US, and more importantly, how that affects interest rates here. We still have a little fair bit of a cutting cycle to go, but there are some differing views about whether or not the US continues a very aggressive cutting cycle, which has some impact, not all impact, but some impact on where we go. Is that something that you take into consideration, model, or do you sort of just respond as the market moves?
Yeah, look, I myself aren't responsible for the modeling of the indices, but I do believe that all of those factors are definitely taken into account. If I look at, you know, the sentiment of estate agents for, let's say, 2025, I think that is also taken very much into account to understand, to say, listen, we did see, or we did move into a downward cycle of interest rate cuts. And that naturally frees up individuals to, you know, do additional purchases or to actually make the decision to now invest in a property rather than renting. So I do believe, you know, that if the global markets do give the opportunity for us to further increase or decrease our interest rates and, you know, obviously local markets as well, then it will enhance the South African property market in 2025. And I think that's what we all hope for at the moment, most definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We really have appreciated your insights on this.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.